Chapter 7, Financing Options for You or Your Buyer. Each of the financing options discussed in this section has its different cost, time frames to fund, terms, and pros and cons. You want to know your exit strategy in order to choose which financing type you'll be using. This is why you'll want to pick the method you're going to use before you make the offer in the first place. We will be discussing exit strategy in the next chapter, which is all of the different ways to make money on your HUD home. Prepare for your financing upfront. If you are getting financing, you will need to get the ball rolling right away to avoid a delay. You also need to stay on top of it throughout the whole process to ensure that you close on time. Check in with your loan officer or the person handling your loan at least once per week. It takes about 30 days for a typical loan to go through the process and get to closing, so it pays to be sure of your financing at the time you're making your offer. However, as you will see, there are other types of funding that can be done very fast, especially for investors. What if I need more time to close? Typically, if you don't complete the transaction within the time frame given to you, you will lose the property, forfeit your deposit money, and it will go back up for bid. The time frame in which you promise to close must be entered on the HUD sales contract. Now, this applies to investors. Owner-occupant buyers have a little more flexibility, but not much. You can request an extension of time, and these are granted on a case-by-case basis. The extension request form needs to be submitted by the broker, regardless of the reason for the delay. Make sure to do this within 5 days of the scheduled closing date, and it helps to include a letter from your lender stating that the financing can still go through, which is HUD's biggest concern. Your own source of funds. Many people already have sources they can tap into fund their HUD home. You may have the money in the bank, and if so, that is great. You may also have accessible funds available on your credit card or on a home equity line of credit, or even on a personal line of credit, for example. All of these can be used to fund your HUD home purchase short term. You will, however, want to either sell the property or refinance it once you get it repaired. Private lenders. Private lenders, like partners, are people in your network of personal contacts with the funds to lend, but who agree to be paid a fixed interest rate as their return. A typical deal might go like this. You find a house you can buy for $50,000. You need $12,000 for repairs and figure another $4,000 for closing costs, title insurance, and the utilities, signs, and other marketing you will do to get the property sold over a few months. Add all these up, and $66,000 is a grand total you need to do this deal without coming out of pocket yourself. Then let's say you agree to pay this lender 15% simple interest. On a $66,000 loan, this comes up to $825 per month in interest that is due every month if you structured the loan to be paid monthly. When borrowing from private lenders, always get them to fund 100% of the deal, including repairs. Otherwise, what are they good for? They're supposed to bring the money to the table and you do the rest. By doing this, you can do an unlimited number of deals without running out of cash or having any hangups along the way. The last thing you want is to get stuck with a property halfway renovated without the rest of the funds needed to finish the job. Most private money lenders will want to be paid monthly. However, you may be able to structure it so your lender allows you to pay them once the property is sold. If you are borrowing money from a private lender, this is an ideal situation as you will not have to worry about making payments on the loan and can pay back the interest and principal when you sell the property. Unless they are living off the interest payments, most private lenders should be able to wait 6 months to make their money back again. But also keep in mind that they want to get paid back as quickly as possible. and so do you. So don't let the lack of payments allow you to become unmotivated and let the months slip by before the house is rehabbed and sells. How to find all the private money you will ever need. A great way to find private money lenders is to go to your local real estate investors association. You can find one near you at www.nationalreia.com. Simply find out when their next meeting is and attend it. Ask around for who is doing a lot of real estate deals. Once you find them, ask them who they use for financing. If they say they use private money, ask them for a business card. Once you have their company name, you can go to the courthouse in your county and go to the Register of Deeds office and look up the properties they have purchased. Once you find that, look to see who the lender is that will be listed on the mortgage. There is your private lender. Think about it. If the lender will loan other investors money, why wouldn't they loan you money as well? This is a great strategy that not many people know about. You could ask the investors themselves, but they will probably not tell you. Partners. Partners are people who have enough available cash to purchase a property, let you find it and oversee the renovation, and then split the money that is made when it sells. You can find these for long-term deals as well, but most people want their money back soon and can't sit on a deal forever. You would not pay them any interest, but you would pay them some percentage of the grand total made from the deal. It all depends on what you negotiate. A 50-50 split is pretty fair if you have to, but try for around 25 if you can get them to accept it. Compared to other financing options, you are going to have to give away a piece of the deal, which may represent $10,000 or $20,000. But the expression is true that it's better to have part of something than all of nothing if you cannot get qualified to get financing on your own. You're still making more than a wholesale deal and bypassing the unpredictability of getting mortgages. You can, however, also use this method of funding when wholesaling as well. In fact, if you use a partner when wholesaling, they will get their money back even faster. A good source to find partners is to ask your friends or relatives if they would be interested in partnering with you for a percentage of the profits. If you are reluctant to do that, or do not have any friends or relatives that have money, then you can try a source like www.fundingpost.com or www.gobignetwork.com or www.funding.com. Hard money lenders. Hard money lenders are a different kind of mortgage lender with loans that are more expensive but much easier to qualify for as an investor. They make their loans based on the equity in the property more so than they care about your credit score, income, job, etc. However, in today's market, they do want to make sure that you can qualify by having good credit, income, and some reserves in the bank to help make the payments. To give you an example of a hard money loan, if a property is worth $200,000, they might loan up to $130,000 or $140,000. They know that if you fail to fix it up and repay the loan on time, that they are still in a position to take the property back, put it on the market themselves, and get their money back. Often they are investors themselves or have a network of investors to take the property off their hands if anything goes wrong. So long story short, your credit score does not have to be as high, and they can also get you the funding in a week or two if need be. And they typically don't make you jump through as many hoops as much as regular mortgage companies whose rules and standards are consistently changing. The borrower who qualifies 1 month may not be able to get a loan the next, and hard money lenders typically don't require you to make a down payment on the property, which is a big plus because down payments are a huge waste of capital. Use your cash to do repairs instead or go for a no money out of pocket deal. You can find a list of hard money lenders in your state by Googling hard money lenders and the state's name. There's also a network of hard money lenders that can help to match lenders with borrowers. You can find them at www.hardmoneyagent.com. If you are in the Carolinas, you can use my good friend Wendy Sweet, who is more knowledgeable than anyone I know about finance. She has an office in my office in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, so I see her every day. You can check out her website at www.carolinahardmoney.com. She is very good at helping investors. Transaction funding. If you plan to wholesale the property and buy it and sell it the same day, there's a type of funding called transaction funding. This type of funding is used to fund the purchase of your HUD home just long enough to close with your buyer the same day and get your money back. This type of funding can only be used when buying and selling very fast, such as wholesaling. Transaction funding lenders will also give you the POF, the proof of funds letter you need to be able to submit cash offers on HUD homes. When using this type of funding, it is very important that you have your buyer lined up and ready to close on the same day that you are closing on the purchase of the property from HUD. To get a list of all of the transactional funding lenders that offer this type of funding, simply go to www.hudhomeshalfoff.com and enter access code HUD and the number 1. Personal credit lines. Credit cards and lines of credit can even be used to buy HUD homes. Believe it or not, some homes have been bought so cheap that they are financed with one or more credit cards. This happens in a lot of states with very depressed real estate values or when you get a screaming deal on a property. You can also use credit cards to come up with your $500 earnest money deposit, a down payment if your lender will allow it, or the repair money you need to fix and flip. If your credit card limits are not that high, you may have a personal line of credit or home equity line of credit on your personal residence. With these, you are approved once and then can write checks or withdraw funds to do deals as needed without having to qualify again or get permission. It's hard to beat the flexibility lines of credit offer you to be able to write your own check at closing without jumping through a lot of hoops or being able to fund your repair cost in addition to your purchase price. Just make sure that you still do your due diligence and proceed with the same caution and conservative offers you would make if you had to convince a lender why this deal is going to work. Business lines of credit. If you have a business entity, you probably get offers in the mail for business lines of credit and company credit cards. It might surprise you how high of a limit you can get by filling out a simple one-page application. Just remember, if they are paying to send you mail, it means you are on a list of companies they already suspect are good candidates for their loans. You can improve your business credit just like your personal credit in order to qualify for more. The easiest way to get a business account from somebody like FedEx or Staples. Just get a business line of credit of any amount you can and make payments on it consistently for a few months. Often they will contact you again announcing they have increased your limit by $10,000 or sometimes up to 100%. Peer-to-peer lending sites. There are websites that specialize in lending on an unsecured basis. Basically, the website matches individuals with people needing money to borrow money. The borrower may be requesting funding for a purpose. They may be wanting to consolidate their bills, buy a car, remodel their home, or any other purpose. The borrower applies and posts their request, indicating how much interest they are willing to pay. Then other individuals commit to lending a specific amount, say $50 to $100. Once all of the loan amount has been reached, the borrower gets the money, minus a fee from the peer-to-peer website, and makes payments to the website company, which is then transferred to the lenders who put up the money. You can typically borrow up to $25,000 and sometimes more. The main websites that offer this type of funding are www.lendingclub.com and www.prosper.com. Self-directed IRA or retirement account. A lot of people do not even know this, but you can actually buy real estate and lend money on real estate using your IRA or retirement account. I've been doing this for years. It is a great source to fund your deals. Basically, anyone with an IRA or retirement account can change custodians to a self-directed custodian. Special bonus. I have put together an audio training and special report that will teach you exactly how to set this up, just like I have it done. You can get the special report and audio training by going to HUDHomesHalfOff.com and enter access code HUD1. Traditional financing for owner-occupied buyers. There are several financing options available for owner-occupants to choose from, just as there are for investors, each with their own set of pros and cons. A seasoned mortgage broker or loan officer is usually your best bet for getting the right financing to buy a personal residence. Loan officers are the folks who pull your credit to see which types of loans you qualify for, how much you can borrow, how much you will have to put down, etc. They work with various banks, mortgage companies, and other lending institutions to find you the best loan program. A mortgage broker is a loan officer who can help to make loans for a variety of financing companies, not just one. The biggest downside to using a local bank or a single company like Washington Mutual to get a mortgage is that they only have a limited number of programs available, and they might have criteria that are higher than other lenders who might make a better loan to the same borrower. The best way to find a good loan officer or mortgage broker is to ask some realtors and your friends and personal network who they have used with success. You can also ask other investors or look up mortgage brokers online to see who is in your town. First-time homebuyer and FHA financing. One of the FHA's highest priorities is to help people to purchase their first home. They define a first-time homebuyer as an individual who meets any of the following criteria. An individual who has no ownership in a principal residence during the three-year period ending on the date of the purchase of the property. This includes a spouse. If either meets the above test, they are considered first-time homebuyers. Next, a single parent who is only owned with a former spouse while married. Next, an individual who is a displaced homemaker and has only owned with a spouse. Next, an individual who has only owned a principal residence not permanently affixed to a permanent foundation in accordance with applicable regulations. And last, an individual who has only owned a property that was not in compliance with state, local, or model building codes and which cannot be brought into compliance for less than the cost of constructing a permanent structure. HUD has helped many people become homeowners through FHA financing. To get an FHA loan, you have to work with a bank or lender that offers FHA financing. It is offered to first-time homeowners as previously described. FHA guidelines are easier to qualify for than traditional lenders' loans, since FHA is insuring the loan. This means that if the borrower defaults, then HUD will step in and pay off the loan for the lender and then foreclose on the property as mentioned at the beginning of this book. I have seen borrowers qualify for an FHA loan who didn't have any credit references on their credit report. This happens because the guidelines allow you to build a credit reference by contacting the borrower's creditors that may not be reporting to the credit bureau. The reference and pay history from that creditor is used to help the borrower qualify. Down payment assistance programs. For those who qualify, the American Dream Down Payment Initiative assists low-income first-time homebuyers in purchasing single-family homes by providing funds for their down payment, closing costs, and repairs carried out along with the home purchase. The down payment assistance can't exceed $10,000 or 6% of the purchase price of the home, whichever is greater. And the rehab work must be completed within 1 year of your purchase. Ask your loan officer if you're eligible for this program when you're getting pre-qualified for FHA financing. Nonprofits used to be able to offer down payment assistance and the seller could pay for it, but that has ended. Now, only the government is able to offer down payment assistance and the seller can't pay for it. FHA's 203K loan program. The purchase of a house that needs repairs is often a catch-22 situation because a traditional bank won't lend the money to buy the house until the repairs are completed, and the repairs can't be done until the house has been purchased. HUD's 203K program can help you with this and allow you to purchase or refinance a property, plus include in the loan the cost of making the repairs and their improvements. The FHA-insured 203K loan is provided through approved mortgage lenders nationwide. It is available only to persons wanting to occupy the home. The down payment requirement is approximately 3.5% of the acquisition and repair cost of the property. The 203K loan includes the following steps. A potential home buyer locates a fixer-upper and executes a sales contract after doing a feasibility analysis of the property with their real estate professional. The contract should state that the buyer is seeking a 203K loan and that the contract is contingent on loan approval based on additional required repairs by the FHA or the lender. A home buyer then selects an FHA-approved 203K lender and arranges for a detailed proposal showing the scope of work to be done, including a detailed cost estimate of each repair or improvement of the project. The appraisal is performed to determine the value of the property after renovation. If the borrower passes the lender's creditworthiness test, the loan closes for an amount that will cover the purchase or refinance cost of the property, the remodeling cost, and the allowable closing cost. The amount of the loan will also include a contingency reserve of 10% to 20% of the total remodeling cost and is used to cover any extra work not included in the original proposal. At closing, the seller of the property is paid off and the remaining funds are put into an escrow account to pay for the repairs and improvements during the rehabilitation period. The mortgage payments and remodeling begin after the loan closes. The borrower can decide to have up to 6 mortgage payments, PITI, put into the cost of rehabilitation if the property is not going to be occupied during construction, but it cannot exceed the length of time it is estimated to complete the rehab. Escrowed funds are released to the homeowner during construction through a series of draw requests for work that is completed. To ensure completion of the job, 10% of each draw is held back. This money is paid after the homeowner informs the lender that the work has been completed and after the lender determines that there are no additional liens on the property. This type of loan used to be offered to investors, but because of many unethical investors who inflated repair costs and values, it was discontinued for investors some years ago. You can get a list of lenders who are offering the 203K rehabilitation program here at www.hud.gov/ll/code/LLSLCRIT.CFM.